From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Out of the Whirlwind by Gilbert Morris, the fifth book in the Appomattox Saga. Now let's begin with Out of the Whirlwind, Part 1, The Spinster and the Prodigal. Chapter 1, A Gentleman Caller, At Last. March 1862. When Clyde Dortch appeared at the home of Amos Svensson with a bouquet of flowers in his hand, Svensson at once assumed that the young man had come to court his younger daughter, Prudence.
"Come in, friend Dortch," Svensson said, stepping back. "Thee has come calling on Prudence, I take it?"
Clyde Dortch, a trim young man of 28, with crisp, curly auburn hair and bright brown eyes, stepped inside but surprised the older man by saying,
"Why, no, sir. I'm calling on Miss Grace."
If Dortch had announced that he had come to burn the house down, Amos Svensson could not have been more taken aback.
"Grace? Thee is calling on Grace?"
"Yes, sir," Dortch said, seeming to enjoy the older man's confusion. "I should have asked your permission first, but I'm doing that right now." Amos Svensson, at the age of 69, was broken in health, but not in mind. He was still a sharp man. He knew every acre of his fine farm in detail, and his careful and judicious use of hired hands enabled him to keep it as up-to-date as any farm in Pennsylvania. In Amos's youth, he had been a very tall man, but age and sickness had broken him down so that he was bent and stooped. His white hair was still full and thick, and his face wore the patient look of a chronically ill man. He was never sullen or resentful. He was too fine a Christian for that. Yet one could often see the pain.